In the far reaches of space, two small neutron stars, each as heavy as our sun but only about 20 kilometres in diameter, begin their violent death spiral. As they draw closer, they circle each other faster and faster and begin to emit gravitational waves or ripples in the dimensions of space and time. When the two stars collide, Associate Professor Tara Murphy of the University of Sydney says the explosion is almost incomprehensible in its power.
This is pretty much the most energetic thing you can imagine in the universe. The amount of energy generated in this one collision is more than the amount of energy the sun has generated in its entire lifetime.
The Australian National University's Professor Susan Scott was also part of the international team that monitored the explosion. She says it's a dream come true for scientists.
This is the first time a neutron star collision has ever been seen, even though we knew they were going on all over the universe all the time. So it's a big deal to actually see one for the first time.
It happened about 130 million years ago, but the signals from that cosmic event have only now reached Earth. The explosion was detected in August, and thousands of scientists across the world pointed their telescopes at a small patch of space to capture the event and its aftermath. Professor Murphy says scientists were overwhelmed with data.
So at first what you see is gamma rays, and then as the explosion evolves, because this happens over days, you see optical light about 11 hours later, and then eventually after 2 weeks of monitoring we saw radio waves.
It's the first time gravitational waves have been captured during the merging of two stars. Professor Matthew Bales from Swinburne University says it's an unparalleled time in astrophysics.
The event signalled the dawn of a new era of astronomy, that of gravitational wave multi-messenger astronomy. Not only did we feel the gravitational wave, we saw its effect on the universe that we've been observing for millennia.
As light and gamma rays drifted across the galaxy, Australian scientists were also the first to confirm a radio signal from a gravitational wave event. Professor Scott says it was just in time too, as Australia's time working with the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, was about to end.
We got quite lucky because we were on a 9-month observing run with LIGO, and we were just 8 days from pulling the plug and closing down for a year to upgrade. And the signal just snuck into our detectors right before the end. So we got very lucky.
The data confirms theories first put forward by Albert Einstein about gravitational waves. Professor Murphy says it's also helped scientists understand where rare elements such as iron, platinum and gold come from.
From an astronomy point of view, it tells us where the heavy elements we observe on Earth are created. So when you think, where does gold come from? You think, I dig it out of the ground. But where is that gold actually formed? We now know that that gold can be formed when neutron stars merge.
Professor Scott says as well as insights into gravitational waves and neutron stars, scientists also hope this may help them understand the size of our universe and its origins.
We're still going to have to keep cranking it up, making the instruments more sensitive to eventually go for the ultimate target of really looking back to the beginning of the universe.